USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A fresh round of rallies against mandatory COVID vaccination has hit Australia, with hundreds of thousands protesting in dozens of cities. Aerial footage captured huge crowds. New rallies all across the country happened on Saturday as people demonstrated for more freedom in relation to coronavirus vaccination, organized by the Millions March Against Mandatory Vaccination group. Massive protests swept central Sydney, Melbourne, Canberra, and Perth, along with 30 other cities and towns in Australia. The United States will restrict travel from South Africa and seven other African countries on Monday in a bid to control the spread of the new COVID-19 variant. Dr. Anthony Fauci was one of the officials who met with Biden before the proclamation was released, the president told reporters in Massachusetts. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Michael Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
COVID-19 czar Dr. Anthony Fauci's credibility is down to an all-time low after he raised doubts about families gathering for Christmas. In the latest Rasmussen Reports survey, 54% of likely voters agreed that he has lost all credibility. Fauci says if you're vaccinated, get boosted.
As we're getting into the holiday season, you want to be fully protected in the sense of getting optimal. I mean, the vaccines themselves clearly are still highly effective, but you want to make sure the durability of that protection is longer, and that's the reason. And that's what the boost is all about. Bottom line, Dana, get boosted.
Mexican authorities have laid out a series of conditions for reviving the Remain in Mexico program, the Trump-era framework under which asylum seekers were returned to Mexico to await the processing of their claims, with the development coming in context of the Biden administration's plans to reinstate the policy following a court order. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
In a 90-minute interview on Sunday, Stephen Sondheim was engaged and playful, pugnacious, and gave little indication of being in ill health.
The world is remembering a Broadway legend.
Where are the clouds? Send in the clouds.
Composer Stephen Sondheim has passed away at the age of 91. He was responsible for many classics, including Send in the Clowns, which was a hit for Judy Collins in 1973. Other works of Sondheim include West Side Story, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, A Little Night Music, Sweeney Todd, and Into the Woods. His musicals experimented with form and content. He changed the idea of what a musical was, or how a story could be told through music. Five of his shows won Tony Awards for Best Musical. His show, Sunday in the Park with George, earned the 1985 Pulitzer Prize for Drama. Sondheim was also presented with the 1993 Kennedy Center Honors for Lifetime Achievement and the Presidential Medal of Freedom. A new film adaptation of his musical West Side Story, directed by Steven Spielberg, is scheduled to have its world premiere in New York City on Monday. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.